Breaking news.
And this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Go Pack Go! This is your co-host Amon Green, along with my other co-hosts Dorsey Levis and Gilbert Brown, good friends and teammates. You are listening to the Green and Gold G-Lounge on the NFLApodcast.com.
Hello, welcome to Green and Gold G-Lounge Network. When I do it, it's a network with your host, Gilbert Brown, the Grave Digger, my co-host, Dorsey, Horse Levins, and Amon Bat Green.
What's up, fellas? Man, chilling.
How we doing today?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Like you said, chilling. I'm up in Syracuse, and it's just too damn cold up here, man.
I literally chilling.
Yeah. So we all in new places, but myself. Dorsey's in Syracuse right now. Amon is in Nebraska right now.
Yep.
And I'm in Detroit as usual.
And none of us got no sunlight.
None of us got no sunlight.
Not right now. about four hours maybe, but that's about it.
You know what, man? I was surprised. I was watching the news the other day. Yeah, yeah, some commotions going on in Omaha, Nebraska.
Promotion?
Hey, what you started up
commotions.
Here? Oh, commotions. Okay.
Yeah, people acting up in Omaha, Nebraska that made the news.
I didn't hear nothing about it until Amon got up there. So I'm
yeah,
trying to put two together.
He the ringleader, though.
They usually don't act up in the wintertime because it's too dang cold for all that. It's usually when the summer hit, when all the shooting and the fighting and
this was a shooting, I believe. So
really? Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, we don't like to promote stuff like that, but I just want to tell you, be careful out there, dog.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm in Lincoln. Yeah, I'm way south.
Stop watching the news, man. Ain't nothing but bad news on that damn TV.
Hey, Dorsey, I got to watch the news because one day they're going to have you on there.
They ain't going to have my ass on
there. They always had them pretty dudes on there doing interviews with Don Lemon or somebody. So,
you know. Don Lemon. He know the commentator's name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to know. You know, that's how my mama do. She love watching news and CNN. She be like, did you see what Don Lemon did today? I said, no, mom. What did he do?
Don Lemon. That's man.
You watching too much CNN. Me and my mother don't had not arguments, but I'm like, Mom, I don't watch the news because I don't want to hear bad news all day. So if I don't watch it, I don't need you to report the news I didn't want to watch at the end of the day. But she's like, Gilbert, now you got to know what's going on. I'm like, you know what? If I didn't hear about all the stuff that was going on, if I didn't watch the news, I wouldn't even know. Mm-hmm. None of this shit happening around me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to do
someplace else.
Dorsey, all you got to do is call your homeboy. He'll let you know. Call your homeboy. So let's recap the weekend, fellas. Let's recap the weekend.
Yep.
First of all, what did y'all do this weekend?
So, you know, I always teach spin class on Saturday and Sunday, but I'm going to say this, and I know I might sound a little crazy because my son is 8, August. Mm-hmm. He plays 11 and under flag football. Mm-hmm. Now, when the season started, I said, I'm going to put you up with the bigger kids to see what you can do. Because I see you with your 8-year-old. You running that. Let's see what.
Okay.
I was like, you scared? He was like, nah, I can break some 11 and 10-year-old ankles too. I was like,
He talked it. Okay.
But with that being
confident,
said,
I like it. I like it.
Dude scored. He scored 2 touchdowns. He threw 4 touchdowns, and he had a pick. Now I know he's my kid, and I think he's the best thing since sliced bread. But every time he scores, he cuts back against the grain. So in my mind, I'm like, yo, dude looks like the Barry Sanders of 11 and under. Right? So I said this to my sister who was watching the game, and she said one of the other kids' father said the exact same thing. He out there looking like Barry Sanders.
Wow.
I think I got me one. I got an investment.
Nice.
How did it work that seed?
That's good. That's good. Congratulations,
I hear you.
AG, what you got this weekend?
Last weekend, I just sat back and watched the games. I got my class schedule put into this little, we have this app called Canvas. We got to put all the syllabus in about teaching my class, which is going to be intro to esports for my second semester. And so presenting that, you know, I'm putting all that in there, and then shoot, I kept it real chill, just watching games, you know. And so I'm ready to talk about that, and that's about it. You know, I think we hung out like my boy I'm staying with. He was a cornerback a year. If I would have stayed my senior year, he would have been a freshman, real cool dude. He's in the building houses now and flipping them. So he's doing really good for himself. So he sit back. Hey, so we play every night. Like this past week, he finally got me in 2K. Because 2K, I'm okay at. But all he does is shoot threes. Like, we put it on rookie mode, so it make it real easy for both of us to play. And the whole game, literally, we shoot threes with every player because it's easier to make a three-pointer. And so if I don't keep track with him shooting threes, I'm getting smoked. So, and then he's picking the all-time, like, I beat him up so much to where I made him go find the 2000s all-star all-time team. It has LeBron, Kobe, Jordan, Shaq, and I'm trying to say one more big man, like Tim Duncan or something. And then they have, coming off the bench, you got Steve Nash and a few other, you know, Hall of Famers. And so that squad I haven't beat yet. So I'm like 0-3 against them right now, because I had the all-time Bulls. I had Jordan, Pippen, Steve Kerr, and everybody that was Dennis Rodman. And he couldn't stop. Like, when Jordan got hot. So we literally shoot threes the whole game. The scores are close, though. It's like 110 to 113 and all that. So we do that. I was just cracking up because of Madden. I bash his head in Madden. He doesn't like, you know, he's like, and he's a Dallas fan. And you know how they get a little sensitive about losing. And so that's what we've been going through here. And so now we haven't played 2K. Now, at first he's like, hey, let's play. Since he got a couple wins, he waiting for me to ask now. Okay. I see what you're doing here. I said, I know about the game. I said, I'm from the streets. You know how the streets was when the older kids beat you up or beat you on the game, they wait till you come to them. They're like, hey man, let's go. Let's play another game. So I'm like, I'm from the hood. I know how this works. I said, all right, I'm gonna call you out one game, probably this weekend. I ain't got much going on Saturday. So let's go, because we got these Pro Bowl games. I don't know what the heck they're doing. I called it.
You know what? I think it's finally time that they changed the Pro Bowl format, because that was straight garbage.
Yeah.
The last, like, I didn't even watch it. I'm like, well, I don't even know what this is on TV. Why is this even on TV?
Right.
Nobody's going to watch this trash.
Yeah. So we could get into that later. But yeah, that was it. That was all I did this weekend, man. Kept it real chill here. That's it. What about you, Big G?
About the same, man. I told myself I'm going to sit my fat ass down and chill this weekend. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. So I just sat around and I binge-watched Beverly Hills Cop.
Ooh, oh man, classic.
And then I binge watch Back to the Future.
Okay, some good stuff right there.
And then that took me on to The Last of Us on Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm on. So episode 4 is up now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 2 episodes behind. I watched episode 1.
Hold on, what y'all watching? Y'all don't tell your boy about what y'all be. What's The Last?
Right. You know, but see, The Last of Us is a zombie thing, man.
Yeah. You don't like zombie movies.
It was a big PlayStation or Xbox game.
PlayStation video game.
Yeah, to everybody. Like, oh my God.
It was such a good video game, Dorsey. They made it into a movie. So and it was legitimately good. It wasn't just it sold a lot of copies. They have a good storyline to it. It's a little bit different from Resident Evil, because that was a video game first and then they made it to a movie, but that was just blood and gore and zombies. Mm-hmm. This one has a plot, it has emotion, it has you go through all the emotions watching this thing, because it's okay. Like they made it true to life. Almost, it's like kind of like Walking Dead, kind of like that.
Nope, don't watch that either.
Walking Dead is about done. Walking Dead is done now.
Yeah, right? It's either done or this is his final season. Whatever's on TV right now, it is it.
I told you, I'm too scary, man. I be hearing too many noises at my house. I don't watch scary stuff.
Yeah, and then you know what? Walking Dead is based out of Atlanta, Georgia.
I know.
Last of Us.
The show a couple of times down here, so I know.
And Last of Us, which is crazy. Both shows, movie and TV, or both TV shows, based out of ATL.
I don't know if y'all know, Atlanta is the largest industry in the world right now.
And Tyler Perry he bought that like Air Force base or something. He made
his studio is right behind, it's real close to Effect Fitness where I teach. It's like a mile away.
Yeah, I heard about it. I saw pictures online like a couple of years ago. I was like, God, dog. Yeah, I said, yes, I guess you need all that space if doing Marvel movies and his movies and everything else. He gets paid for all that. That's awesome.
That was a big comment. I think Tyler Perry bought 333 acres.
I ain't mad
at him. Oh, my God.
That was the old Army base, but it was right, like I said, it's right behind Effect Fitness, so it's right in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah, I ain't mad at him.
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, we've been yipping and yapping and stuff and talking too much. Let's take a break. Yep. And then we're going to go into quarter number two. We're going to talk about news around the NFL and what happened with these games last week on the Green and Gold G-Lounge Network with your boy, Gilbert Brown, Dorsey Levis, and Amon Green. 2-2.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Green and Gold G Lounge with your host Gilbert Brown, his two favorite dummies, Amon Green and Dorsey the Horse Levins.
Thank you, fellas. Dummy.
We ain't gonna be too many more dummies either. We can jump.
Hey man, hey man. We're trying to promote being nice today. Ain't you supposed to be promoting something? What are you doing in Syracuse? Tell everybody what you're doing in Syracuse.
I'm going to say doing a remind presentation with some 50 high school.
Show them your logo.
Logo is right here.
Let me remind you that I can slap taste out your mouth if I see you in person. That's what remind means. You understand what I'm saying? Now shut up and let's do our quarter number two. You're always trying to start something.
Let me remind you, you still can't catch me. I'm still blasting your ass.
I wish we could do just one more 9-on-7. Just one more.
I always took
it easy on my boys. Now them young guys.
That's a lie. Frankie and them boys. That's a damn lie.
Hey, we need to get that. Remember the old gladiator fight with the big tips. That's what we need to do next time we hang out.
No, I'm gonna have Gilbert chase me around Galesville for about 20 minutes, and when he's tired, I'm gonna jump on his ass.
This is the best part.
That's that story where I be telling when they said when I got drafted to that other place, and we had those damn hoops. You know the hoops that the guys
you get to go around,
I had to chase John Randall around two of those hoops.
I remember you told me that one.
Ooh. Oh my God, I'm still running, dog. I'm still running. He loved to tell that story. But anyway, let's get into these games, man. Let's get into these games. We had who we had. We had tell us who we had. Amon.
First game was them 49ers and Eagles in Lincoln Financial.
And 49ers so, and those Eagles. I'm gonna give each one of y'all a question. Okay. I'm gonna start with you, AG. How horrible was it to lose your quarterback early in that game of so much importance? What do you think?
It changed the whole look of the game. I mean, you could see the I always look at the morale first. Because you can see it on the player's face or the way they were playing, if they keep playing hard and fast. And not only the effort only went down a notch, but the morale I could tell was like, oh, damn. They were like, hey, hold up.
Would you say, I hate to say it this way, but would you say they lost confidence?
Yeah, they did. It went down a little bit because they're already on their third quarterback. Okay. Mm-hmm. We already know this. This has been the narrative for the last 7-8 games, 2 months of football, that Brock Purdy takes over. He comes in, he's undefeated. But first series, Mr. Riddick and that Eagles defense got to him and hit his wrist, messed his throwing hand, a wrist all up. And as soon as I saw him walk into the locker room for x-rays, and you know how the commentators say, oh, that's the, he's going to the locker room to get x-rays. I'm like, this is going to be rough. Because Josh Johnson, who I know, good guy, but he's been a journeyman. He's been around, I think, the NFL for like 8-9 years, been on 20 different teams. And so that right there was just like, even though he's a veteran, he's coming off the bench, ice cold, hasn't really thrown a ball in live game action. So I'm like, man, this is going to be rough. Now the Eagles, this is blood in the water. So for the Eagles defense, it's blood and water. We coming up, we sharks and we hunting right now. And that's what happened.
Ocean Levens.
Yes, sir.
Christian McCaffrey, that's his name, right?
Yes, sir.
CMC. He really tried to get his guys going, put the thing on his back. You being a running back, have you ever in your career had to do what he had to do, play quarterback, when everybody else has went down and you like the third or fourth string quarterback? Has that ever happened to you?
No, it never happened to me. We played with the Iron Man, Brett Favre. He ain't missed no games, and I don't know.
No, I'm talking about in your whole career, high school, college, or pro.
High school. Yeah, they leaned on me like I was a walking stick. So I was the go-to guy in high school. But other than that, man, you know, it's hard for McCaffrey because you know he's a go-to back. You know you ain't got no quarterback. So guess who's getting the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can focus all your attention on that one guy, man. And and to Amon's point, man, remember we used to always talk about there was three seasons. There's a preseason, the regular season, and the playoffs.
Yeah.
The playoffs, the pace is so much faster, and it's such a big sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. Like AG said, he hadn't played in the preseason, so he missed the first two seasons. He jumped right in the fire, so that's gonna be tough. But yeah, but going back to McCaffrey, man. That whole run game, you know, once Purdy goes down, they can focus on the run game. I heard somebody
one-dimensional say
that maybe now from now on they can bring a third quarterback, have him not count against the roster just in case something like that happens. Because when Josh went down, Purdy couldn't throw the ball. He had to hand it off every single time.
Short passes. I think he did a few short passes.
Yeah, like a screen or something like that.
Yeah, screens and halfback dunk routes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. The reason why I asked, because I can remember when he was in high school, Jerome Bettis had to play quarterback. And we got he was doing the damn thing, but we needed some passes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because after a while, they're keying on you. They couldn't stop it at first, but after the second half, they figured it out. We was done. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it amazes me that I think Driver was out back in the day. Wasn't Driver like the third or fourth string quarterback we had? If something was to go wrong, I think Driver was. I think maybe. He was, man. Fourth or fifth string quarterback. So it's crazy who that guy would be that you would do. But then again, you look at the game and say, man, how you can see it. Like it's all their faces went.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything just went out. Zoom.
Yeah.
And then you got to sit up here and you got to rally back. But the Eagles were too strong, man. The Eagles was too strong. They doing the right things. I saw, wasn't it 4-for-1? Oh, my God. Them big boys up front was punishing people, man. Mm-hmm. Punishing people. And San Francisco had one of the top defenses. The top defenses. And I'm sitting there looking at Bosa, right? And I'm like, Bosa, don't you go down the side no more. I don't care if it's a stunt or whatever. Please don't go inside no more. Because I always, when I'm teaching football or with the kids and stuff, I'm telling the defensive ends, I don't give a damn what you do. Do not go inside because that compromises the defense.
Yeah.
OMG. OMG.
Yeah, he's an edge rusher. Yeah, he's an edge rusher.
Yeah, yes, yes. He said something about the boys too, about two quarterbacks or so. But anyway, let's get on to the next game. AG, what was the next game?
Man, it was the Bengals, Chiefs, man. This was the game. This was the show that was presented by NFL, all the news channels, us, This is the game that came down to, you know, if you were going to watch any of the games on Sunday last week, this was one of the games to watch. And so it was a tight one, 20-23. Chiefs get it on a field goal right at the end of the game. And it was a little bit of controversy coming that up to that field goal. And then a couple series before that in terms of penalties being called towards the Bengals that helped the Chiefs out just a tad bit. Didn't give them no points or nothing, but it was just scratching our heads for stuff that we're going to talk about later. So.
Hey, G.
Yep.
What was our picks last week? Did everybody pick? Can you pull that up and see what everybody picked?
No, on these games. Because I won, so I glanced at it. I won the whole season, just in case I didn't know who won. Only me to mine. Actually, I don't know. I'm up by one on a mine, but he picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, and you and me, we picked Buffalo.
Yeah, y'all picked Bills, so I'm still.
So if the Chiefs,
I still win, got a I guess horse.
Me and you gonna tie, AG. You still gonna be licking the bottom of the barrel, Mr. Brown.
Right. Like you've been doing see, first of all, that ain't the question I asked. All right, stop tooting your own horn. See, that's the thing about them pretty boys. They love to toot their own horn, dog.
You asked. Who won? You asked who won?
I asked Amon who. I didn't ask you anything. You just jumped in. Oh, I won, by the way. I won all of it. Okay. I am the champion.
The champ is here.
Oh man, I love this. This is the best day of my.
Hey, remind me to remind you. How about that? How about that? Remind me to remind you. Anyway, let's take us a break. Fire end up cussing my homeboy out and come back in the quarter number three. Quarter number three, we're gonna do some top three, right? And hopefully, we got a fan question to ask
and some around the league stuff.
And around the league stuff.
There you go. Now you can go.
Thank you. At the Green and Gold G Lounge with your host Gilbert Brown and his two smart dummies, I'm on Green and Dorsey Lounge.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Green and Gold G Lounge with your host, Gilbert Brown. Why are you laughing like that?
Is that like, that's like.
That's his radio voice.
That's his radio voice. Radio or 80s TV
hey,
show.
Hey, I'm trying to get right me, I am trying to get me a job.
He said get a job.
Hey, doing man. An acting job with your voice, man.
You gotta keep me quiet in here. People still sleep in this house. I'm all up early.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's too funny though.
Also with Dorsey Levins and Amon Green, we're gonna start off with news around the NFL.
Yeah.
Let's start off with Tom Brady, man.
Yeah, he tired.
Tom Brady from Michigan. I mean, well, he went to college in Michigan, got drafted by the New England Patriots, right? Yeah. Min Dorsey was on the field, right, when he was with New England, right? That was his first year at Dorsey?
I know.
First or second?
We played against Bledsoe in Super Bowl 30.
Yeah, but wasn't he on the bench or something?
No, he was in college then. He might have been in high school. He was in 96. College. If I was in college, he was in high school.
No, he'd been in the league 23 years. He had to be on the field, right?
No, he got on the field in 2000. That was his rookie year. That's a few
2000
years.
Was his rookie year?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because he played 23 years. It's 2023.
Exactly. Bam. I know numbers. Wow. I know numbers.
But what y'all, let's start with you, Dorsey. What was your big time or fulfillest memory of Tom Brady?
So My last game in the NFL was Super Bowl 39 with the Eagles, and we lost to Tom Brady and the Patriots. And I was just, man, I'm like, dude, why? I'm just sick of this dude winning, man, especially against me. I don't care if you win against everybody else. But he sent me packing. He sent all of us packing. He ended my career. Mm. I got to give him his props. He's the GOAT, man. He's the GOAT, the GOATest of the GOATs I've ever seen.
You know, I was watching TV yesterday, and first they were saying he'd been to 10 Super Bowls,
won seven.
But then I heard Bob, what's his name, Costas say he wouldn't call him a GOAT. He would call him something else. I forgot what he said, but he was saying because what's his name? What's the other dude's name that with his brother all the time? Peyton Manning.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Peyton had more MVPs.
Nope, I disagree.
Or somebody said had more MVPs than he did.
They probably did
of the league, not of Super Bowls of the league.
Tom's got more Super Bowl MVPs than anybody.
Three.
More passing yards, more completions, more touchdowns. The list goes on and on.
Hey, man, you need to debate this with Bob Costas. I'm just telling what he said, man.
Hey, me and Bob can go at it. Let's talk, Bob.
Bob,
we're going to hit him up. We're going to hit Bob up.
Y'all want to have Bob on the show?
Let's get Bob on the show.
Get Bob on the show, man.
You're going to have to help us out with that, Ben.
We can straighten him out.
NFL alumni.
Yeah.
Podcast guys.
Yeah.
Got to get
Bob. What you think about Tom Brady?
I used to have this little daydream, right? I mean, in terms of his career, awesome. Yeah, I mean, I would say stats wise, he's up there. He got his seven rings, but I used to have this daydream. I used to tease myself, right? Because I always mess with myself. If I stayed my senior year, because I noticed that Patriots was drafting Nebraska running backs by the time I got to Green Bay, I noticed that. I'm like, damn. They picked up, it was like about 10 years after that. It was like Rex Grossman and a few other Nebraska runners. I'm like, man, if I would have stayed my senior year, Bill Belichick probably would have pulled me on like a late draft pick again because they saw me picking up yards. Maybe he's just one of them coaches. Hey, I just need a running back pick up yard. I could have been his teammate, you know, because remember, they never really had a running game. They only had Corey Dillon.
Don't forget us.
You know that? No, I'm not saying that.
Don't forget us.
I was daydreaming, man. I was daydreaming. I knew where.
Well,
I was
we glad at. You. We glad you was a dumbass and didn't do that. Thank you. And now you are team.
I didn't have control of that. I couldn't just jump from team to team like I wanted. Like that. So I was just saying, I was daydreaming, man. You know, college days and stuff.
Okay, let's stop daydreaming then. Let's get into because we don't like when you talk like that. Let's get into. What are we getting into?
Man. Oh, all right.
I know what it is. We're still on news around the world.
Yeah.
We got to I'm gonna validate the You Big Dummy Award by y'all two stories that y'all about to tell me.
Yeah, I think Dorsey started it off though.
Let's start off with Dorsey Levins. Who would you nominate to get
we got some good ones.
The Big Dummy Award.
I can't give him the whole full dummy because the whole word didn't come out of his mouth.
It almost did.
It almost did. Tony Romo was commentating.
Mm-hmm. And somebody You know what it was? He was watching too much Django.
Django Unchained.
Django Unchained yesterday.
Oh, man.
Before the commentary.
Hey, hold on. I got the audio for it. Hold on.
Yeah, let's listen to it. Oh, please. Can we listen to it?
Yeah, I'm going to let me turn my computer up first. There we go. All right. Let me know if y'all can hear this.
Mm-mm. We can't.
Did y'all hear that?
Can't hear it. Nope.
Oh, dang it.
It's in your earphones, bro.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, it's my voice. I thought it'd be on the desktop, but okay, you can't hear it. Or Dorsey, you got your computer. I put the link on the document so you could go click it and then go to the website and it'll pop up on your computer. Maybe, I don't know. Or Ben could give us some of the hosting powers for sharing and then we could share the audio there too.
Yeah, if I can share it, I can do it. But let me see if I can share my screen. And we can edit this, so we ain't gotta.
Yeah, exactly. Able,
nope, Ben. So Ben has the document. So have him play it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Ben. There you go. Boom. And we have both of them. We have both. I found both videos for Arian Foster and of Tony Romo. So you can talk us through it now, Doris, while he's getting that set up.
So Tony was commentating, and I want to say one of the Chiefs players was running the football.
Yeah, it's Pacheco running hard. Little dude runs hard.
And there were three guys around him. If I'm not mistaken, they were all black. And Tony said, three, and then he said something else.
He hit the brakes.
So I was thinking, the three brothers around him, you say three, and then you say with an N word. What else could he say that starts with an N? There were three nose guards. No, wasn't nose guards. There were three. What else starts with an N? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard.
He make too much money, so I ain't bailing his ass out.
Nope.
It sounded like he was about to say Negroes.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Oh man.
The question is, did he put the A on the end or the ER?
He stopped at the N.
He hit the brakes with the N. He
I want to hear the audio. Do we got the audio?
Ben's working on it. I know he's working on it. It's in the document. I shared it with him. So he'll get it going. He'll let us know.
So that's the first candidate for the You Big Dummy Award.
100%.
The second candidate is who, Amon Green?
Is a former running back for the Texans right after me. So I was there in 09, and I was like, release me, please. And they did, and I went back to Green Bay. But then they drafted a young kid out of Tennessee at that time, Arian Foster. And so he's on Barstool Sports podcast the other day saying that he would get a script in his locker every training camp. And literally like a movie script. And Dorsey, you've been in movies. You know how that works. You just study you read your lines, or you try to study up the other actors' lines to know what you got to do, what they got to say before you say it. So you kind of know where the conversation is going. So that's what he said. He said, hold on, I'll play the video on my end. And so he would get the script, read through it, and it would go week by week. So week by week of training camp, you know, what he's supposed to say in press conferences, and then once to the regular season, then how the game's going to go. You're going to have a good game. You're going to have a 100-yard game, so run hard. The guy's going to let you get 100 yards and score two touchdowns, this, that, and the other. And he said, and then one of the guys on Barstool asked him the question. He said, what about in 2010 or 2011? See, it was 09. So it was like 2012. He said, what happened in 2012 or the year he got hurt? He said, so what? So did this.
Arian was telling me about how the NFL is rigged and how every year he used to get a script.
Yeah.
Day one of training camp that would get dropped off at his locker. Mm-hmm. And you would have to, you know, it was like week one, you'll do this. Week two, you're going to have hamstring injury. Week three, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Week four, you're going to get three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And so then you just have to, did you memorize those before the season started? Or would you go and rehearse the script before every game?
We really dedicated to it. So it was more so like, that's what practice was about. It was about practicing the script. This is what goes on, and this is what we have to do in order to. Yeah.
And this referee is going to miss this call because they hate you and they love the Colts. Yeah, that sort
like,
of thing.
WWF. So it's like, we know what's going to happen, but you still got to put on a show.
Yeah. What did you think when you got the script in 2016 that said your career was going to fall off a cliff when you stopped believing in God?
That was 2015.
It's funny, before we start taping.
Wow, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Please.
That last jab at the end from whoever that dude was.
The other commentator on Barstool Sports. Yeah.
That's almost slap material. Like you can't say that. You can't say that to me. You can't say my clip, my career fell off a cliff.
Yeah, he said fell off a cliff.
Fell off a cliff. Don't do me like that.
Is he the only one talking like that? Is he the only one? Because I got a text from somebody else, some kind of guy, said, what do you think about this scripted stuff? And I'm just like, man.
You need to go somewhere with
come
that.
Come on, man.
AG,
when did it start?
You were in Houston, AG. Maybe this is a Houston thing.
No.
Can you explain this to me, please?
I mean, a lot of things is wrong in Houston. I'll just tell you that since the year I got there. Things ain't right. Maybe D'Amico's going to shake. Because you know what? He was a part of where I was at. So his second year in the league, his rookie year, 06, he was defensive, you know, rookie of the year. I go free agent down there, and he was great player. That's why he's a great coach. And so maybe he could, you know, right the ship, being that he was down there his rookie year when everything was sideways and everything. And so, no scripts. I mean, it was, you know, some shagoolery going on, you know, franchise allowing employees to wear Oilers jerseys, and even though they were Tennessee Titans, on the game week of that season. So just imagine it's Bears weekend, Packers, you know, in the stadium, and, you know, maybe, you know, go back in history. Let's say the Chicago Bears used to be the Packers for some reason, and they moved to Chicago and became the Bears. So the employees that grew up watching the Bears will wear Bears jerseys in the stadium the week of the game. Mm. We all three know that sure then damn hell ain't happening in Green Bay, Wisconsin, or any, especially any rivalry team. So they will allow Houston Oilers fans that work, still work for the Houston Texans, to wear Oilers jerseys during Tennessee week. It was the weirdest thing. And I'm like, oh, something, I already knew something wasn't right here. I didn't want to be in the first place, but that's a whole nother story. But Arian, we have never met, but I don't know, bro. You got to go somewhere with this. I play football too long. What I did get in my locker was either a FedEx, because they thought I was illegally blocking somebody, or my playbook, you know, it was in there waiting for me.
That was scripted for me to have to give up 15 or $5,000 for
doing. Yeah, that's how y'all got to. Oh,
that's scripted, though.
You got to break me off a little bit more.
See, I can't understand why a dude would come to me and say, hey, this is scripted. So what we got to do is take $5,000 from you at your money to pay for this.
Yeah.
Because you was just, Arian Foster, you a dumbass. I'm just putting it out there, dog. You a dumbass. Because I reject you talking about my game like that. So the hell with you, bro. Hell with you. Yeah. You ain't got no love for the great nigga. And if I see your monk ass,
oh damn.
If we do 907,
it's on.
I'm gonna show you.
I don't like popcorn.
Because I don't like it. Do you like people playing with your game like that, Dorsey? Like we actors.
Yeah. As a former player, that may be one of the most ridiculous stories I've ever heard in my life. And first of all, like old boy said at the end, if I see the script and I got to get hurt.
Right.
What? What are you talking about?
We all been hurt.
You can't say, okay, no coach, no player, no coordinator can say, you are going to score 3 touchdowns on this day. That's impossible. Nobody can do that.
No.
Unless you Nostradamus and you can predict the future.
Yeah.
It's just off the wall. Main left field. Yeah, it's crazy. That's a crazy story.
I mean, that's the dumbest. It's like some of these conspiracy theories are just stupid. It's just stupid. And that's one of them. So I was, but you get the big dummy award, Adrian. For you, big dummy. You get the award.
Yeah, he beats out, even though Romo went on almost about to end his career. Yeah, his career almost went off the cliff.
And I wanted to nominate one more dude, but we ain't got all the facts yet. And his name is Chris Jack. Let's get into that next week. Give him a week to defend himself.
Okay.
He's a teammate. You know what I'm saying? A teammate. I always thought he looked like the Fonz too. Had his long.
Yeah, head. He does. He's a little curly.
Close to Milwaukee.
Chris been weird for a long time. And I don't know if it's just that, like, kickers got different vibes.
They do.
Kickers always got their own little thing.
They loners.
Side.
Oh,
they loners until they become relevant.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's what you got.
Because we out there sweating and 9-on-7 and all that, and they sitting over there. I remember this because I wanted to go over there and kick them in the ass. We over there playing 9-on-7, doing whatever. They sitting over there on the bags playing with a game board.
Really? During practice?
During practice, dog.
Oh, you remember that day?
That's how it, huh?
We had practice one day, Gilbert. You might not remember. Mm-hmm. We had a padded practice in the morning, and there was no special teams. Mm-hmm. Chris Jackie, the long snapper, and maybe the punter, drove by practice, like hanging the golf clubs out the window, blowing the horn, like, we going to play golf. Y'all enjoy that practice.
Wow.
And Holmgren found out about it, and that was it. They was asked that every practice for the rest of the year. They asked was there.
That's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Oh God, you big dummy. We gonna get into that big dummy of him next week. Do we have a fan question, Ben?
Yeah, one yet.
Where Ben? Ben,
he's here.
Taking a break back there. Where he at?
Ben left the screen.
He's here.
He had to take a number two. Mm-hmm. Okay, while Ben messing around, let's go to a break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about Pro Bowls, Super Bowls, And are you looking for your favorite commercial during Super Bowl time?
Okay.
Mm. All right. 2-2 like on the network, baby.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Green and Gold G-Lines with your host, Gilbert Brown, and his two co-hosts, Dorsey Levins and Amon Green. Hello, dummies.
What up?
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Talk so show host from the 80s.
Yes, let's do that. Let's talk about Pro Bowls.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's start with you, Amon Green. Let's talk about Pro Bowls. How was it? What was the process? Do you think about today's Pro Bowl?
AG, real quick though, how many Pro Bowls did you go to?
I went to physically three. I was voted in for four, and I'll tell you real quick. You know, just being the man I am, being the way I was raised. The third one, it was a 0-2 season. I had an MCL sprain. You know, we had lost to. Who do we lose to in the first round that year? We lost to Michael Vick. Remember, G? When we y'all were running around trying to chase Michael Vick, and Kabir came to the sidelines. Well, I had him right there. You know, he get all that, you know, talking about how he almost had Michael Vick his rookie year. Anyway, they sent us home. I go. And so being the man I was like, I'm not playing. Why I'm going to go? You know, I was so focused on playing the game that I didn't realize I could have got a free trip out of it to Hawaii and just hang out because I couldn't play. You know, but being the man I came to Lincoln. I hung out with my older brother. We watched the Pro Bowl on the TV, and I'm sitting there watching the game. I'm like, God damn it.
Could have been there.
I could have been there chilling on the sideline. I think it was the Pro Bowl too. I could have saw firsthand when it was a few years. He wasn't in the league yet. I was about to mention about Sean Taylor when he blew up the punter from Buffalo. When he blew him up on the sideline, but he wasn't there yet. He wasn't in the league yet. So, but no, I was looking at myself and I was like, I should have got the Big Dummy Award for that. I mean, man, I could be sitting on the sideline. I could be in my room all day just playing whatever Xbox, PlayStation. But no, I say my first one was pretty cool because I go in the locker room and I got, you know, I already had y'all and my teammates and locker mates, but then I'm looking at the Pro Bowl locker room. I got Marshall Faulk. I think it was, who else was it? I think it was, Mike Allstott. And it was funny with Mike Allstott in there as a running back. And we all know how the things would, because y'all know Dorsey, you would bitch and moan. You'd be like, what the fuck? Why he here? Why he getting all these running backs that he's a fullback?
No, but only because Big Will Henderson was my man. He was a true fullback. And Mike was a hybrid. He wasn't a true fullback.
It was so funny.
He could run that thing, though. He could damn sure run it.
Yeah, but check this out. It was funny. Marshall goes like this. So we're talking. I'm like, man, hey, man, I've been a fan since, you know, at San Diego State. Watching it grow, you know, do your thing, man. When I was in high school, we talked about that for a little bit. And then coach Andy Reid was the coach. And, you know, because it was in, you know, whoever. And you mentioned it already, Doris, because y'all lost to one time y'all made it to the Super Bowl. And so it's like 4 years in a row, Andy Reid and his coach Steph was my coach. And so, Marshall, we got talking about, you know, formations and running plays. And then Marshall looked at me. He said, AG, just letting you know, when we go ISO, they put number 40 in front of you, don't follow him. Don't follow Mike. I'm like, when I thought about it at first, I'm like, you know, because I'm all happy to be there. You know, I'm happy at my first Pro Bowl. I ain't thinking. And as soon as he said that, I'm like, I kind of like laughed a little bit. Ha ha. And I'm like, oh, you right. I said, I ain't never seen him go through the A gap or the B gap, picking up linebackers. Right. Leave me in the hole like number 33 was back then. And I was like, Thank you. I said, you know what, Marshall Faulk? Noted. That's why you're a Hall of Famer. That's why you're a Hall of Fame running back. Noted. I'm not following AF All-Star, even though he can run that thing. He's not going to set the block up for you, though, so be careful. And then I remember my first few carries I had. It was AFC. It was Ray Lewis and all them guys on their defense. They had some dogs. And I remember my first carry, I picked up like 15 yards. And at the end, Ray helped me up. He said, "Hey, G, it's going to be like that? You going to run like that the whole game?" I said, "You goddamn right. I'm in the Pro Bowl." I said, "Oh, y'all." I said, "You from Miami?" I said, I'm not going to come sugarfooting through this thing." He said, "Okay." I said, "Yep." I was like, because I ran through the whole defense. Everybody, you know, they have half speed. I didn't know it was a thing. And that's when I started seeing the change then, because the guy's looking at me like, "Wait, man, why are you running so hard?" I'm like, "Bro, this is football, ain't it? We in a football game, aren't we?" That's what I said walking back. He's like, "Oh, okay, it's like that." I was like, "Yeah, okay." And then I was like, years and years watching, and I'm like, "Okay, this thing's going to become flag football one day." And boom, we are here. So that was my experience. But yeah, it was some funny moments. But them boys were not happy with me. I'm like, "Look, this is how I run in practice. You know, I take my boys take care of me. I take care of them. We know when to turn it on, when to turn it off. But it's on right now, Mr. Ray Lewis. So just be
ready." What about you, Dorsey?
Yeah, it was always a laid back vibe, you know, which is kind of hard because I unless you're playing flag football, and even if you're playing flag football, you should be playing 100 miles an hour, right? I don't know how to play pro football at 80%.
Nah.
You know what I mean? I remember I ran because everybody's got to play special teams. We had to pick two special teams to play. So I'm on kickoff coverage. And I remember I took off down the field. This is my first time. I'm hauling ass, right? It's a football game. And LeVon Kirkland was blocking me. And he grabbed me and he pulled me, he held me. I said, "Hey, man, what you doing?" He said, "Hey, man, what you doing?" I said, "I'm trying to go make a tackle." He said, "This is your first time, huh?" He's like, "Yeah, you're going way too fast. You're going way too fast. Slow that shit down." I was like, "Oh, my bad. I didn't know.
Brother Long. Brother Long.
Oh, man. Yeah. I missed the memo, too.
AG, you're talking about Marshall Faulk giving you advice on All-Star, right? So yeah. I'm at the Pro Bowl with Barry Sanders. So I'm like, I'm about to pick the goat's head. I'm gonna figure out how to bounce sideways and scut up the field and do all that stuff he do. I said, "Barry, what you do in the off season? What's your training schedule?" Barry said, "Man, I just get away from it, man, till about June. You know, go up on me play some basketball, in between the end of the season and June, but I just get away from it." I said, "That's the worst damn advice I've ever been told in my life. I ain't fucking with you, Barry.
You was waiting for, oh yeah, I run that hill, the sand hill, 30 times.
I squat this much and
30 times a day."
Barry said, "I just get away from it till about June." I said, "June? God, Barry, shit, that's training camp starting July. You only got a month to get ready for training camp?" But that's why he Barry Sanders. It's a lot of natural ability.
He didn't share his secret. And then, yeah, like you said, a lot of natural stuff going on right there. Oh man!
But yeah, that's it, man. I'm glad it's gone to a flag football because it was painful to watch.
Super hard.
Wow. Before we get into the Super Bowl of it, the Super Bowl of it, because you know we got Pro Bowl and then the last game is the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
What? Or how should I say this? Who influenced your NFL number?
Ooh, good question. I like that one.
Who influenced your NFL number, Dorsey?
Timmy Hawk influenced my number because he had number 24, which is the number I wore in high school, and I couldn't get it because he had it.
So that's easy. Yeah.
So I had to get 20, and it's crazy. Let me tell you a true story. So my first number was number 48. Oh, an ugly ass fullback number, right?
Yeah.
I was scared to ask for a new number before I made the team because my fear was I was gonna be like, "Hey, man, Can I change my number?" And they go, "Don't even worry about it. You ain't going to be here." I was scared. Right. I was scared that was going to be said. So I never asked to change my number. But that's why Timmy Hawk had 24. 25 was the next closest thing. So that's what I got.
Nice. What about you, AG?
Yeah, mine started in college.
First of all, which number you taking? You had two in Green Bay.
Oh, I'm taking 30. I mean, okay. I only did 34 because – It was John Kuhn. He had my number when I came back to Green Bay.
Your number. Tell him. Yep. Tell
that's
him
what I said. Yeah, my
your
number.
Your number. Go ahead.
And he tried to put a price tag on it. And I'm did like, he? Yeah, he didn't give I'm me like, no price. He didn't say how much, but he
young
said,
guys, don't do that, man.
Yeah, he said he wanted to talk. In, yeah, he said he wanted to talk about it. And I'm like, talk about it. I said, you know what? Let's not talk about it. Just give me 34. I said, I'm not sitting here negotiating my number and prices. So I'm like, no, it's good. I said, keep it. You good? You know, no wow. problem. But actually, so in the beginning, before I even got to the league, it got decided in college. So when I got to Nebraska, the number, because I grew up a Walter Payton fan, so I was number 34 in high school. That's what I wore in high school, Omaha Central High School, and got to Nebraska, was running to camp, and right at the end, when the coach sits you down to ask you if you want a red shirt or if you want to participate for the season, but you're going to be, you know, fifth on the depth chart, AG, but you can red shirt though, and, you know, get another year in, learn the playbook some more. I was like, no, coach, I'm here for the long haul. I'm here for 4 years. I want to help out. I could be the punter. I could be the water boy. And he said, okay, you're going to be all right. We're going to put you in the locker room with the varsity. So these are your numbers. These are the numbers you get to pick from. And it was 30 and a couple other numbers. And I'm like, 30. And I, at that time, if you know Nebraska football, is Mike Rozier. That was the last person who wore the number before me. And that was like
pressure.
Right. At first I was like, so it's like basically going to Chicago. Say, hey, here's 23. It's like, oh, wait a minute. You really want me to wear that number? So I was like, coach, he said, yeah. He said, don't worry about it now. Just think about it and let us know tomorrow. I'm like, okay, cool. So I go to my dorm room for the night. I call my older brother up and I say, hey, bro. Dad, you know, I made the varsity. He's like, congrats. Good job. You know, you did your work. Nice. He said, what's up? He said, I could tell something wrong with you. What's up? I said, yeah. They asked me to wear Mike Rozier's number, you know? And you know what he did, you know, he was best running back. He's a top number one rusher of the career, or career rushing right now, Super Bowl, or a championship and all that stuff, Heisman Trophy. He said, yeah, okay. He said, yeah, you're right. Yeah, he was that dude. He did that work. But he's like, you know what? He said, fill your own shoes, bro. Don't worry about him. I said, don't worry. We know what he did. We respect what he did, but make your own path. And that kind of just like, that took all the pressure off me. I'm like, that's why you're my older brother. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, so then I came back and I said, yeah, so give me number 30. So I just rolled. That was my number. Once I was that in college for my 3 years of college, everywhere I went, I made sure I got 30. And I was worried, like when I first got to, I got traded or drafted to Seattle, a guy, a DB had 30, but he got cut right before draft or something. Or right before I got to Seattle. And so that lucky. I got real lucky there. I got to Green Bay. I think I was lucky again. The number was open. I say other than when I came back in 2009 and missed a coon. But like I said, I'm like, I'm not negotiating that. I just give me 3-4. It's just one season. Maybe the next season they bring me back, I'll put 30 back on then during the off season. So, but no, that's how I got my number and rolled with it.
Dorsey, you was 25 from the jump?
No, I was number 48. Remember I said they gave me that fullback number right out the gate.
In Green Bay,
number 48. That's what they gave me.
Okay. Interesting. And how did you get 25?
That's all that was available. I wanted 24 because that's what I wore in high school, but Timmy Hawk had it, so I couldn't get it.
So 25 was it?
25 yeah. is it.
You went to the man and said, I want 25.
I want 25. That's I'll take it.
Oh, y'all lucky.
Yeah, anyway, what about you, G? What about you?
Anyway, I was in high school. I was 77, you know.
Okay.
And then my guy, though, I was never a Detroit Lions fan, but I loved me some Jerry Ball.
Oh yeah, I remember Jerry.
Jerry Ball was big, two gapping some bitch.
I remember Jerry.
I love me some Jerry Ball. So Jerry Ball wore 93, right?
Yep.
So I get to college, man, and they want to fridge my ass.
Oh, 72.
Give me 72. Yeah, because I'm the biggest thing in the world. So we're going to give you 72. And I just like that number. I'm like, no, I want Jerry Ball. I want Jerry Ball.
Were you crying about it? I could see you crying.
Yes, I cried like a baby. So at the end of my freshman year, this boy got some potential. They're going to get him what he want, keep him happy, you know, because – you know, that year, Stubblefield had finally got on the field. So it was me and Stubblefield took 71. So I took 93. So then we get drafted. I ain't going to tell you my number in Minnesota because everybody, I told you, if you find me in a Minnesota uniform, you a bad son of a bitch. Because every picture they took, I ducked out of. I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. So anyway, if you find a picture of me, I give you $500. Ooh. Anyway,
I'm a picture. Find that.
Hold on. I'm on that.
Yeah,
too.
Y'all Google it. So then I get to Green Bay, right? And I was 71. I always tell people trivia questions because they always saw me in 93. I was 71. So I was sitting there, and you know me, you know your boy. I'm always the last son of a bitch get out the locker room. You know, sitting there, I'm just lazy. I'm tired, bro.
Is that the reason?
And I was sitting there, and Ron Wolf had walked through the locker room, right? And I'm just sitting there, Mr. Ron Wolf. And I was sitting there, and Mr. Wolf said, "Gilbert Brown." I said, "Yes, sir. How you doing this morning? I mean, how you doing this evening?" He said, 71, what number would you like? This he asking me this now. And I was like, shit, I'm on 93. I'm on 93. He said, "You know what? I think you're going to be a player. Don't make me out to be no fool. I'll see what I can do for you."
Yeah.
I said, wow.
Yeah, thank I can you, see him saying
Wolf.
That.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. And he walked out. I came back in my locker. The next day, 93 was in my locker.
Ooh-wee, that'll do it.
If that don't motivate you to get your ass together and get going, I don't know what with.
Yes, sir. That dude, he can make things happen.
Gilbert, I'm on Google Images, and it's like you never even existed with the Vikings.
I told you, dog. I jumped. Okay, y'all think I'm playing. Nowhere. Y'all think I'm playing. I jumped out of the damn pictures.
I will. I got some techniques. I'll give me a week.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll track you down. Go ahead. I'll try. I'll give it a good effort.
That'll be your thing for next week.
Yeah, but real quick, I know we're about to slow down a little bit here, but let's go. The Pro Bowl games, like we mentioned, it's
games.
It's the games now, not just a game of football where dudes are supposed to tackle each other and catch an 80-yard bomb over the top and. You know, Sean Taylor bowling up punters trying to run the ball.
Do you think, before you say that, AJ, do you think this is a culture now? It's kind of like, is it like how practice is? We need to be more, instead of more physical, more safe.
That's where it's gone to.
Yes.
You know, because that, and we saw that when you saw, you heard Dorsey's Pro Bowl experience, where the speed, you could tell guys was like, hey, man, what you doing? You know, you're going way too damn. Like, that's what Ray was like, basically, what are you doing, bro? Wait, chill out. I got his tone. So where we're at now, evolved this. I called this 5 years ago. I said, watch, in 5 to 10 years, this thing is going to be a flag football game. And that's what it is now. Mm-hmm. You got Snoop Dogg and Pete Davidson. Or no, you got Eli and Peyton are like the actual game. So the actual flag football game. But they got other games going on. They have Pete Davidson and Snoop Dogg. The Pete Davidson, the actor, he's been on SNL a few times, or he's a mainstay actually. And then Snoop Dogg. So they have a skills show. I think that's the throwing and the catching drills going on. And then they have a dodgeball. They have lightning round, which I'm not sure what that is. I'm gonna figure it out. I'll find out what it is. Longest drive. So that's a golf thing. So they have the longest drive competition. Mm-hmm. And they have precision passing by EA Sports. What I'm like. Why they not playing Madden? I'm like, where's Madden at? Okay, they do have it. It's that one. That event is sponsored by EA Sports Madden NFL Mobile 23. And then they have the best catch first round. And then later on, best catch second round. Then they have the gridiron gauntlet. So it's basically like high knees over the bags and through the hoops and through the letters. And the big ring drill that you were talking about with D lineman. I think they got to do that too. Then they have move the change. And then they have kick, tick, tack, toe. They actually call it kick-tack-toe. So I think you got to kick the ball to hit it to the O or to the X to create the tick-tack-toe. I'm reading what the website says.
I can't even believe we're wasting a segment talking about this.
Yeah,
I can't even believe this.
Yeah, and man.
Ain't nobody going to watch this either.
Right. It's like, so. Oh, man. So you got Eli.
Remind me to remind them to watch this, please.
So that's the festivities. It starts tonight. So the first stuff starts tonight. The Pro Bowl, dodgeball, lightning round, the longest drive, precision passing, and the best catch round one is tonight. It's today. Then on Sunday is the best catch finale, the gridiron gauntlet, move the chains, and kick, tack, toe. It's on Sunday before the game kicks off for the flag football. And flag football is going to be whatever team gets the 24 points, I believe. Let me see here. And then, the winning conference of each of the two flag football games on Sunday will earn 6 points. So they're doing like a team thing. So if they win the game, they win each game because it's two halves. They win each game, is 6 points per game. So if they come out, they could get 12 points. And then the points from the skills challenges, the competitions of the first two flag football games will be added together, will be the score at the beginning of the third and the final flag football game, which will determine the winner of both everything. So the only question I got, because we know when we went to the Pro Bowl, we got paid. It was a check, you know, extra checking, you know, sent to you. I just want to know if that check amount is the same and they're doing less. I just want to know. Because if the guys are doing less, they make it out.
It's got to be more. It's got to be more.
Yeah, it's got to be more.
I know. I'm just saying. I would love to know the price.
I mean, if you're going to pay me that kind of money to do some tic-tac-toe and running around the hoop instead of getting hit in the mouth, give me that cash,
man. Yeah, so I'm happy. I'm happy for the players. They're making more than what we did, and we were getting
hit. But the
fans
is not getting what is
– True. True.
The fans is not getting what it is. So.
True there. So
let's change.
So I'm done with that. I'll pass it back to you, G.
More power to y'all, boys, man. Get that check. Man.
Get that paycheck, man.
Last thing, Super Bowl. We got to rearrange.
We got top three, though. We got top three.
Oh, yeah, we got top three.
And then
we can do Super Bowl next week since we're
Gotcha.
Yeah, so we already talked about
the Super Bowl. I just wanted to get it in because we need to change our Super Bowl picks because the people we thought was
going to Why y'all need to change?
Shut up.
Explain to the audience.
Because we ain't got a dog in the fight.
Because the dog ain't in a fight for G and Dorsey. Yeah, I picked those Chiefs.
We the dumbasses.
You know, because Buff, you know, they had a
dog. All right, top three, man. Shut
top
up.
Three.
Yeah,
top three.
You got your thing. Shut up. Yeah, exactly. Here's the top three. Going to you.
Thank you, big bro. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. Yep. Going to you. Armand Green, since you the long-winded and some bitch, we know.
I appreciate that. And what we got here for our top three, I love this top three title.
Top three places.
I love it.
You would like to visit that's on your bucket list. Top three. AG, take it away.
Thank you. So I'm going to go from number three up to one. So the first one is, I got to just Japan, because I know they got so many different cities there, so I gotta go to Japan. Nice. The whole Asian, the Orient, it interests me. So Japan would be the first stop in terms of
Dorsey.
That
didn't we go
to
Tokyo or somewhere like that?
Yeah, y'all did.
Went to Japan. We went to a bunch of places in Japan.
Yeah, they got some.
The beds came to my knees, man.
Oh yeah, small. Everything's small over there.
Yeah,
small
over there, man. Yeah. You went to the bathroom. You had to leave the door open to get your leg out.
So Japan.
They call me. They call me the sumo wrestler over there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I wanted to do it one time, but I couldn't
get it. And then my next one here, and me and Dorsey, we almost went down here one year. Was down to Brazil, you know, and I want to go there to do the whole carnival festivities just to check it out, their culture and everything.
Brazil.
Yes, Brazil.
You wanted to go do what in Brazil?
I said I want to go watch Carnival, the big event.
Okay. Go ahead, Dorsey. Go ahead.
Oh, that was funny. And my last stop is, of course, I haven't been yet. I don't know. Dorsey, you may have been, but just anywhere. I say I got to go to the motherland. I got to go to Africa.
Oh,
check it out. Check out the motherland. You know, Nigeria, Senegal, Morocco, up
too
north,
high
down
for me.
South.
They'll call me bacon grease over there if I go there. God, I'd be like, man, you smell like bacon. Yeah, I'm sweating like bacon.
Yeah, it gets hot over there. And there's a Congo and Nigeria. It gets toasty. So, those are my top three right there.
I have been to Brazil. I went to Brazil for my 35th birthday.
Nice.
And Carnival was the last damn thing on my mind. I'm gonna say, hey man, everybody should go to Brazil at least once, because the women are the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life, and they're everywhere. I'm talking like, if you saw J-Lo, you'd be like, excuse me, J-Lo, hey, I love your music. Could you tap that girl right there for me? That one right there. Thank you. Yes, I love you, J-Lo. It's like that down there.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
So the places I want to go, Fiji Island.
Yeah,
I want to go.
Okay.
I want to go to Greece, Santorini, Greece.
Nice.
Africa is also on my list. As number one would be Africa, but 1A, I want to take that shuttle that Elon Musk has, I believe, that goes outside the Earth's atmosphere. I want to peek into space one time. Yeah. I just want to peek. I just want to look.
I like that one. That's a good list. I'm right there with you though. I'm probably gonna be your co-pilot.
All right, let's go.
Well, my list gonna suck to y'all. I ain't trying to do all that. I ain't trying to look at Pebble Beach. I ain't trying to look at the world from South Padre Island.
I'm not trying to look at the world from up there.
My three things, man. I mean, like I said, I'm probably just, I don't know. When Dorsey called me a homer or whatever it is, I just ain't in. If I get in the car, I can do it, babe. If I had to get on the plane, you got to B.A. Baraka's juice, man, then I ain't going to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? So,
I love that. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. So my picks are, I'm a Western guy, man. I love my Westerns. And I love when they talk about like Dodge City, Kansas, and all the places, Lawrence, where I actually went to school.
Yeah,
it's part of the Western history, which is crazy to me. And so my places would be like first of all, I gotta go to Sturgis. I gotta go to Sturgis.
Up in North Dakota. Oh,
okay. Yes. Yeah. I gotta go to Sturgis, man. Just one time they said just coming into Sturgis with the hills and the buffalo and then when you get there, oh my. But before you get there, you get all the scenes and scenery. My second place would be Deadwood, South Dakota.
I've heard of Deadwood, that. What's there?
I've never even heard of that.
I've heard of that. Deadwood, South Dakota
is a Western town.
Oh,
we're like Westerns. Yeah, man. I love my Westerns, man. I want to go to Deadwood and because it was a show on HBO called Deadwood.
Oh yeah, it was.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that show.
That was based on in that town, Deadwood. And my third place would be Tombstone, Arizona.
That was a TV. That was a movie.
Countless movies about the OK Corral.
Yeah.
Wide Earp and all them boys, man, just to walk down the street, man. I know I ain't gonna have no chaps on. They ain't got nothing bigger for you, boy, but might have me some blue jeans.
You get special made. You can get special made.
I just can't be walking around with my ass out like that.
Hey, Chill, you still got that bus, the big bus with the house on the inside? What they call them things?
RV?
RV, you still got that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it once I'm done. Doing what I gotta do, man. I'm gonna, before I die, I gotta go see that. I gotta get dust in my mouth.
For next year, get the RV ready. We're gonna do the green and gold G Lounge on the road.
I'm down for that.
Oh, I like that. Let's get us a sponsor.
Yeah.
We can go to Sturgis. Eli Musk ain't gonna let us go up there and do that.
And then the next year, we're gonna go through all the video game Comic-Con conventions because you said I don't invite a brother. So then, boom, we could add that to the.
Then Dorsey can take his boy to Brazil too.
I'm gonna take y'all to Brazil, but I'm gonna have to tell y'all wife I'm taking y'all to South Dakota.
Yeah, because remember, Dorsey,
I ain't getting the free pass for that. They ain't that damn stupid.
Yeah, remember that trip we tried to plan with the group. I think you reached out to me and said, "Hey, G, I got a group that's going to take us to Brazil to watch, you know, do some football stuff and talk about our careers, but we get to hang out in Brazil." Man, when I told Maria that, she like said, "What you do? You going
right?"
Work?
Yeah, they like nope. If you go almost yeah back.
I was trying to explain that to a woman is you ain't.
That's what they say when Romo almost said.
Yeah, she's like, "Huh? Yeah. What you say? Say that one more time,
please."
But what?
You gonna have to lie to get over there.
Brazil. I said no. We going. You can come with me.
And by fellas, we, I mean I'm gonna put you on the plane with me and push you off with a parachute halfway.
I was like,
fellas, we are well into overtime, so I think we can wrap this up, man. This like the locker room, man.
It is.
We're sitting in the locker room having a good time talking about stuff, which is good, man. Dorsey Levins,
Gilbert Brown.
I'm on Green, and the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown, is wishing you a happy and safe weekend. See y'all. Same Green channel, same brown time. Levins, you get nothing because nothing rhymes.
Go Pack Go. This is your co-host Amon Green along with Gilbert Brown and Dorsey Levins. Thank you for listening to the Green and Gold G Lounge. We will see you next week for another Lambo Leap on the NFLApodcast.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.